Another night of shelling in Ukraine. I'm Pam Pusso, Fox News. As Russian forces advance on several cities, terrified Ukrainians are hunkering down in bomb shelters and in subway stations. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in the capital of Kyiv.
Two huge explosions, including a massive fireball that pulsated orange in the sky for a long time. This was a fuel depot near a military base that was hit. There's still fighting going on around that base. As far as the president here goes, Zelensky, he is saying that the Ukrainians have held off the Russian invaders from Kyiv. And already it's day four of this invasion. At this point, the Russians do not control any major population centers.
Ukraine's president is calling for Russia to lose its seat on the UN Security Council. Later today, the council will vote to convene a special emergency session of the General Assembly to debate Russian aggression. More sanctions have been leveled against Russia by the U.S. and its European allies. Some Russian banks have been cut off from the SWIFT global financial system. As the fighting intensifies, Russia is proposing peace talks in Belarus.
The response from the Ukrainian government, President Volodymyr Zelensky, is no thanks. Not to talks in general, but to talks in Belarus. Their argument is this attack was launched in part from Belarus. Belarus is essentially a Russian satellite state. President Zelensky said, we can have a discussion, but how about maybe Warsaw or Istanbul?
Fox's Rich Edson in Washington. Another U.S. adversary appears to be taking advantage of the situation in Ukraine. North Korea has reportedly launched another ballistic missile. Japan's defense minister calls the action absolutely inexcusable and unforgivable. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Under his watch, Russia wouldn't have invaded Ukraine. That's what former President Trump told a crowd at a conservative conference in Orlando.
The problem is not that Putin is smart, which of course he's smart, but the real problem is that our leaders are dumb.
While speaking at CPAC, the former president repeatedly suggested that he was the rightful winner of the 2020 election. One of the world's most densely populated places is being ravaged by COVID-19. Hong Kong had been weathering the pandemic pretty well until Omicron came along. Now cases are surging and hospitals are overflowing despite widespread availability of vaccines. Health officials say many people chose not to get the shots because up until now, Hong Kong had been able to largely avoid the virus. In the U.S., as the Omicron wave subsides, more people are taking off their masks.
The CDC relaxing its mask recommendations for most of the country as it focuses less on COVID case numbers and more on cases of severe illness and hospital capacity. CDC Director Dr. Walensky.
Now, as the virus continues to circulate in our communities, we must focus our metrics beyond just cases in the community and direct our efforts toward protecting people at high risk for severe illness and preventing COVID-19 from overwhelming our hospitals and our healthcare systems.
Under the new guidance, which applies to schools as well, communities in green or yellow, meaning low or moderate COVID activity, can use their own discretion when it comes to mask wearing. That's currently about 70% of the U.S. population. In Atlanta, Charles Watson, Fox News.
Starting tomorrow, New York City school kids can remove their masks, but only when they're outside. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.